All right, guys, welcome back to Four Guys,
One Film.
And this show, what we do is we watch movies and we give our opinions on it. That's what makes it different from all the other movie podcasts that are out there.
Wow. It's the start of the fucking opinion. Fuck this movie.
But, you know, because of the whole popularity of this character, today we've decided to watch Terrifier from 2016, directed by Damien Leone. It's probably the more popular, more modern slasher film of, I guess, our era, you know, falling in the footsteps of, you know, Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees. And I feel like this character is more closely related, at least personality wise, even though he doesn't talk, to Freddy Krueger. More of a Krueger type.
I see that.
The torment.
Yeah. And so not only did this one movie come out in 2016, it spawned two sequels. And all these films made with minimal budget, each one getting more and
Lex,
more expensive.
Can I tell you something? This villain, what a fucking clown.
Good one.
Good
one.
Dad joke.
That's good. You know what? Speaking about that, though, I feel like we don't have enough villainous clowns. You know, we have it.
What are you talking about? That's enough. The whole
killer
genre.
From outer space.
Yeah, but those are aliens.
The Leprechaun movies.
They're killer clowns.
And then it's
Pennywise,
also an alien.
Yeah.
Also an alien, technically an alien.
George.
No, but he was talking about killer clowns from outer space. Yeah. And then also, like, even though they're aliens, they're depicted as clowns. Like, yeah. What?
But they're not at their core, they're aliens.
Well, this guy's not
he's not a human.
Yeah, he's a demon. So he's not even a clown either then.
Well, we haven't watched a second one to say that he's a demon.
Well, you guys have got me there. But you know what? I just want to know, what is your overall consensus of this film?
I feel
right
like I've
now?
Seen a lot of porn that's acted better than this.
Okay. So number one, you've seen lots of pornography.
That's the most important part.
And number two, you notice the acting in the porn.
Yes. Like, you know, like fucking sister, all right, all right. Stupid
so,
as hell.
So you want to get in. So I think we can all agree that the acting is dog shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like
the
budget itself, and then also, yeah, the actors they're kind of unknown, right? Like, correct me if I'm wrong. They're not really in anything else besides
I don't even
this.
Know their names now, and I just saw them.
Yeah. No. So 100%. It like you said, you get what you pay for. It's a low budget. How much did they spend on this? Like $35,000 overall. Yeah. That's insane for a movie, especially 2016 standards. That's like nothing.
Are you sure it was $35,000? Because they made a Terrifier.
Two.
Wait. So they made a Terrifier short film back in 2011. So about 5 years before this film came out.
And oh, maybe that one was
so
the one.
So maybe it was that one. But I feel like the budget was pretty low, but not.
Okay.
No,
see,
no. The Terrifier first Terrifier feature came out in 2016, which is the one we watched. Made $35,000 budget, 10 times over. 2022 was made with 250, 60 times over. Terrified 3, which cost
that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
so crazy.
That's insane. $35,000.
I gotta say, that's a really cool poster for Terrifier 3. I like that it's going for that retro horror feel, like they did with the Nightmare on Elm Street stuff. That's
it's too
really
gory
cool.
for me. It doesn't do it. It's
this
like
is, I don't think this is gory at all.
No, no, I'm talking about the poster. Like, he's got Santa's face around his neck.
Right.
He's like wearing it.
Right.
Yeah. And then he's got like blood everywhere
this
and
movie,
a hatchet.
This movie
yeah.
was not gory for like what I was expecting.
Well, okay. First of all, we can all agree. Acting's terrible.
Yeah.
But number two, the goriness, I think it's pretty gory for the kind of movie that it is.
I think what makes it more gory is like the fact that it doesn't take breaks. Because like we talked about this, how this is a movie with zero plot.
What do you mean? The guy literally had time to get on his fucking little trike and ride it around.
No. What I'm saying it doesn't take breaks is like all the other horror movies typically will have a scene where then like the antagonist isn't even thought about. You know, it's like it's different scenes, different characters, but in this one, it's like you only get that in the first maybe third or quarter of the film,
okay.
And then everyone is aware of a threat, and then there's no like plot figuring out who it is, figuring out what it's about. It's just them running and getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it becomes.
A slasher movie.
So it just becomes pure slasher. Like even for example, if you watch like any one of like the Halloween movies or whatever, the two characters will take a moment to talk. And think about what's happening and be like, I love you, though. We're going to get through this. And then one of them dies. And, like, you're developing some form of plot. This one, it's like, there is nothing.
Yeah.
It's just, how do we get away?
Well, all this takes place in one night, too.
I'm
I think
also
that's
extremely
what...
interested to see who's the viewer that's, like, providing this guy with money to keep making it.
Yeah, so horror fans in particular are pretty feral for these kinds of films just because the slasher genre has kind of been dead for a while. I mean, I'm sure there's like a lot more like obscure slasher films, but nothing has been as popular as like, you know, Freddy and Jason and all
what
that.
What do you think
stuff.
About Smile?
Is, you know, I haven't seen Smile. Is that considered a slasher?
I mean, shit. You
I
know,
feel like it's more paranormal.
Smile has also got a paranormal aspect to it for sure, but like, yeah, you know what?
And Smile's newer too.
Smile's newer, and no, you're right. Yeah. Smile isn't slasher because Smile is like self-inflicted harm. It's like whatever the fuck gets in your head.
Yeah, that's 2022. So like, you know, 6 years after the first.
Yeah, I remember. Like, I Smile is an example of a horror movie I can't.
Oh
watch.
Shit, they got Atron.
I need to watch that.
Nice. I can't fuck with that. Like Destiny loves that movie, right. And she wants to watch the second one. I was like, nah.
Apparently, I got decent scoring.
Yeah,
too.
No, it's a really good, 80%. Scary fucking movie. It scared the shit out of a lot of people.
You know, but what's interesting about Terrifier is that I feel like we've kind of entered this new like renaissance in horror films where you're getting like back to back movies like Smile and Long Legs and like, I mean, what else is out there? There's more shit.
Holy shit, this movie did well. Holy fuck.
Yeah, Smile 2 just came out, and it's predicted to do over 65% on Rotten Tomatoes as well. Yeah. So.
What the fuck?
Wow, look at this guy. Talking about numbers.
Shit, brother.
Well, I just saw it on Kelsey. I was going to bet on it. So.
I'm a degenerate.
So but, you can gamble on movies and how the ratings are going to be nowadays. That's crazy.
We are not sponsored.
Not sponsored by Kelsey, but, you know.
But what I'm getting at, what I'm getting at is that we're having a specific type of horror movie like really rise in popularity, and there aren't really many that look like Terrifier, feel like Terrifier, you know, like this is like its own little kind of thing that's going on right now. And I'm pretty surprised that it's getting like so much money, but I understand because it's just so different amongst what's out there.
What do you think that people find appealing about these slasher films? Because honestly, I think that the reason they died off is because like they're so like, after a certain while, they got really generic, and it's the same thing over. It's literally like a killer. He's going after people. There's gore. There's jump sequences. And then other than that, a lot of the times I feel like they kind of lack that overall, you know, plot or driving points.
Well, it also feels like the killer in these types of movies, the only one that has any fucking intelligence, because like those guys are just like the chicken one scene, which is like, oh, let me get close to the edge so I can see this dick run me over. Like, why would you do that? Like, if you could run away, try to run away. You did nothing to help yourself out. At any point in time.
Yeah. The characters
like,
are
stupid.
And I can
say stupid. That about like almost any of these types of movies. There's like just dumbass characters.
Well, that's the trope. And I think that's what we were talking about in the last episode about, you know, horror films in general, right? Like they just follow all these tropes. And for example, we really like Cabin in the Woods because it kind of calls it out.
Or like Get Out. Get Out was one too where like it's plays with that whole like notion that the black people get killed first. But that's when in real life people say like, nah, minorities, I think in general, wouldn't ever fall for traps like that. Like we wouldn't be caught dead in a building like half of these people and then wandering around looking around and like no, we'd be like nah, fuck that, I'm staying outside.
Literally what was his name, Keegan or whatever, the director,
Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele. Oh wait, no, it wasn't Keegan.
He's named by Keegan Peele.
Yeah. Sorry, Jordan. He said that that's literally why he named the movie Get Out, because like black people don't play that shit. Like
yeah,
like,
I think
get the fuck out of there, let's go.
Like 100% minorities are more about stranger danger than like I think like, you know, Americans are.
Yeah, we,
you know what I mean,
people have been burned.
Yeah. But you know, I think that's the thing, is that this movie, I don't think it takes itself seriously. Like it knows what it is.
Yeah.
And obviously we know that it's garbage, but it's still like fun to watch. Just
because
it's kind of having fun.
Like with Tommy Wiseau. It's like it's kind of
Wiseau.
I think it becomes like, I mean, because I don't know, did it do well in 2016 or has it kind of gotten further revived? Because obviously the sequel came out in 2022,
well, right.
6 years
box
later.
Box office pretty well as well.
Well,
so.
Yeah, it cost, you know, on the low end, 35K made 416,000.
Yeah.
Oh, so it did pretty decent.
Yeah.
Compared
and then,
no,
and
that's fantastic.
And it keeps growing from the
so
second
right now
to the third.
10X itself. But.
Yeah. And I think this character's had a long history. I mean, it, you know, you have that short from 2011. So like 5 years before this film even came out. So it's, you know.
And I do think that it's a unique, like, you know, we haven't really gotten a chance to get too far into the movie details. But like the character itself is very unique. He's a mime. He's completely silent. You know, he very, very mimey in his like the way his face has come out. Like I actually really enjoyed how awkward his scene was when he was in the pizzeria and like just staring at the girls and stuff like that. All the different faces he made, the way he stayed very like calm and still, kind of really, really showed like a different type of villain than we're used to.
Yeah.
After that chick got split in two in her vajiz.
Horrible.
Vajiz. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know what? I want to get into this.
Okay.
Yes, I agree. I think this movie's fucking awful, but it's got a charm to it for some reason.
What charm?
You know what? There's a reason you watch this three times, and I can see it. You know what it is? No, because it's fucking like it's gory, it's crazy, it's over the top, but he's so cynical, and he just, like, he's just so creepy, and the whole thought of, like, this, you know, I don't know, he's, like, whatever he is, he's an alien, he's a demon, he's whatever.
Just a clown.
Yeah, he's just having a good-ass fucking time, Art and he's the over clown. There, like, kind of, like, joking and being funny and silly. Like, he pulls out a fucking gat and just shoots her in the face, and, like, that caught me so off guard. Yeah, that
was
that
it was a gat.
That I fucking love
then
that.
Then he revealed the gat.
The gat.
No, it's just crazy.
Bro, no, but that caught me so off guard that I'm like, okay, that's hilarious. I like that. Yeah. Even though the rest of it, I didn't enjoy that. That scene alone, I was like, okay, yeah, I understand why people can kind of like.
There are moments that are like, oh, that's fucking funny. Because you don't expect it, you know, because he's like, he's just having a good time.
And I think what it is time. Too is like, this movie, unlike other horror movies, tries to, like other horror movies, you typically have a lot of like, trying to make it real, trying to make it understandable, trying to justify why it would happen. This one abandons all that. And it's just like, you're just watching people die. You're watching shit go down. Like, you don't need to know the why. You don't need to know who or the how or what. You just need to watch. Versus like, it's like Long Legs, where we talked about, we were like, oh, so cool. And then randomly like adding a stupid twist. Right. We're going to talk about the sequel a little bit more later with you. But it just the idea of having to all of a sudden explain things when we all know that this isn't realistic, mm-hmm. and it's fine. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah. 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 Because if you explain it too much, then you think about the situation too much, when really all you should be like thinking about is, oh, fuck, if I was in that situation, what am I going to do? Not like, oh, what's the history of this character?
Yeah.
How can I use the history to, you know, kill it or whatever, you know?
So I think that's one thing that, like, let's say, for example, Saw, right? It's so, like, technical and, like, all right, you are here because you did blah, 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 and you avenged me. I mean, you did me
that's
wrong this way.
No,
well, then you get into the contraptions, and you're like, this is what you have to do in order to save yourself.
It's
and then
cold.
It's very, like, you know.
It's straightforward,
but it's also like the thrill of it is watching them have to go through
to die
and watching them die and how they die. Well, this is just like, we don't give a fuck. We throw all that out the window, watch them do the most ridiculous shit.
Though. At least with Saw, there's like a plot or something, but this fucking shit, the chick is like all deformed and then ends up killing that one, the chick that interviewed her.
Yeah, cause she's crazy.
And that was just it.
It's the same thing in the fundamentals. You're just watching them die in crazy ways and it's enjoyable to see. It's also such a fucking like low budget film that they probably had no idea it was going to turn into like this kind of like cult following that's going to spawn two other sequels. Like
I just think like all the and it's going to be as fucked up as it sounds, all the weird people that got together and there was nothing going on in 2016 watch this movie.
Yeah, but there's so many other worse films that are actually have a studio behind them and they're objectively worse, and this happen.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just still on the point that
Well, one thing is that I don't like when we bash on like independent low budget films, because it's like the reality is they fucking made something out of nothing. And they didn't have big studios or anything to back them.
George,
and they did well. Look at Monkey Man. Nobody watched fucking Monkey Man, but it was great. It was pretty good, especially for...
movie worth watching. This isn't.
Like, I disagree.
And we're talking about independent indie movies, and we're not saying they could be bad. We're just talking about this movie.
No, but look, like we said, there are little things about this film that make it enjoyable to watch, even at like the smallest amount.
Yeah, one thing, you know, before we really start shitting on it more, thinking about like, I hate Saw. I fucking hate that movie. The first one is actually good. Every other one after that, terrible. Because the thing that I think about with those is, number one, it's all like hurting yourself type things, and I think that fucks with me psychologically a little bit. But also on top,
self mutilation.
Yeah, if I can't fucking kill myself, you can't. But second of all, just kidding.
Jesus Christ.
But more importantly though, is like, what's cool about these types of movies is the range of emotions. Like, movies like Saw, like, you never smile, you never laugh, you never think, like, what the fuck? It's always like, that's gotta hurt. And it's like, doing that for an hour and a half is just annoying. At least with this one, like, we all laughed at the tricycle scene, at the flipping off, at the fucking gun all of a sudden. We all thought he was creepy but weird. We weren't always tense, you know? And there was small tense moments, but, like, it's a range of emotions is what a movie should give you. Even a fucking rom-com. We still think rom-coms are shitty when they don't have any fucking actual other emotions besides just, oh my God, life's so hard and I hope someone's going to rescue me and he's white and with long hair. You know, like, that's it. Like, so that's why I think that this movie is good and it's got good points to that effect. There are a lot of issues with, like, the acting and the storytelling.
So I'm on Reddit right now trying to find the worst movies, that, like, all-time.
Yeah, Reddit is the place to go.
Zombie Zombievers? What the fuck? The Troll 2s?
I like how you just completely disregarded the right? next like, point. Like, we're talking like, about... So anyway, Reddit.
Isaac is so uninterested in a discussion about this
film. Well, going back to what Nick just said. All right, so Saw, same thing, right? It spawned a shit ton of fucking, you know, sequels. And it was also a low-budget film by these two college students.
That's what's sad, though, is because Saw was definitely... I mean, you might say that this is the same thing that happened with this movie where it degraded to the sequel, but Saw has become just a cash grab.
No, Saw... 100% sold out. Are the same people even Jigsaw? Involved at this point?
No, dude, yeah. Saw had a decent budget for 2004.
I heard it wasn't good.
Jigsaw wasn't good? Because at least Jigsaw, they tried to change
Wait,
the...
that was the OG one?
Yeah.
No, I think they did a... Okay, no. I know, but I know they did a short film first, right? I think that's what got them the funding.
Oh, for Terrifier?
No, for Saw. Was that...
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
But they wanted to prove, they did a short film. They wanted to prove that they could film an entire movie in a single room. And they pulled it off.
And that's what was really good about Saw, was like that confinement. And then, like, honestly, Saw has one of the greatest fucking twists as far as a horror movie. Like,
wasn't
reveal.
Shaq in one of the Saw movies?
Yeah, that was Isaac's favorite shot.
No, Saw movie. Scary Movie? God,
Scary Movie 4.
He cuts off the wrong leg.
It was Shaq and Dr. Phil. That was fun. And when he tries to shoot the free throw, that was fucking good. Yeah.
But it's crazy to think about a movie like that, and then it spawned so many fucking sequels.
And that's what's happening.
And it
with
started
Terrifier,
off, literally like this. But what sucks is that, like you said, it
they sell out.
Progressively gets worse and worse as their budget increases.
Like, it just becomes like how to shock people. And that's it.
Yeah, they're just topping each other at that point.
Yeah, it's like
how gory.
What level of gore and discomfort could we give for an hour and a half?
Same thing for the Final Destination movies. I love those when they first came out. And then after the fifth one, you're like, what the fuck is even going on?
See, but that's why I appreciated movies like Nightmare on Elm Street, because they did different things along the way.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's because that's what you like. We're talking about, like, you get a horror movie with, like, this is the difference is, like, here's another horror movie without plot, like we talked about, which is kind of cool, kind of interesting, but I feel like the formula does lend itself for selling out. Because when you have a movie like Nightmare on Elm Street, when you have a movie like fucking, you know, Halloween, you have a plot. You have a background. Who is this villain? What happened to them? Why are they now dead and supernatural or some bullshit, right? And then you get to develop on that in any sequels. With this one, now they're trying to, with apparently Terrifier 2 you mentioned. Yeah. So maybe Terrifier 3 is going to be good, actually, or was good. I'm not sure.
Based on reviews, it looks like Terrifier 3 is actually kind of a decent film.
Which is great. Really? Because that's the problem with Saw is, like, they're, like you said, in, like, Final Destination, where it's like, there's not really a plot. It's just fucking people getting hurt.
No, it got good reviews, Terrifier 3. Right. Man.
Which is kind of crazy because horror films even if they're good, they don't generally get good reviews.
Yeah.
And I think because already being horror film, it'll alienate a lot of people, just like how it alienates Isaac. Like, Isaac is just not going
to
be there.
You know what's interesting to me about that thought process, though? Wouldn't you argue that the people who don't like horror films wouldn't review them? Like, I know there's review bombers, obviously.
But I'm talking about, like,
critics. Movie snobs like us.
Like me.
Bro, it's all the... I feel like a lot of the movie, quote-unquote, people are the ones that hate on horror movies so much. Like, Isaac's a perfect example.
I'm not a movie person, though. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, fuck, I'm like...
Motherfucker, we have a movie podcast.
Yeah, but I'm like a normal dude that watches movies.
We're just four guys.
That's what makes it one special. Film. Yeah,
like, I know, but I feel like we do watch a big portion of movies, or more than most people.
You know, for sure. But again, I also wouldn't be like, oh, I'm a movie critic that's going to see every fucking movie that's out there.
No, for sure.
I'm going to be that one nerd that goes back there and like, oh, I got to watch Easy Rider. I got to watch fucking... whatever the fuck, Julius
Caesar,
say nerd? Some stupid shit like that. You know, I'm just gonna be like, what I like.
What's wrong with watching films, dude?
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
But
you're
just calling us nerds.
Like, if it's not on HBO, I'm not gonna watch it. You know.
No, I agree with you though, Alexis.
Forget about it.
Those OG slasher films, I feel like they had, you know,
they've got
beauty.
Heart.
They had something to it that made them like original.
Yeah,
like really.
Like with the horror, is like when it gets like the second or third, there has to be some fucking dumbass reason why they can't die. Like,
no, it gets ridiculous. Like, demons. They did do sellouts too, because fucking what was it? Freddy vs. Jason. Like, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
like,
I love
X.
That movie.
That movie fucking sucked.
I like Freddy vs. Jason.
It was
terrible.
Terrifier 2,
wait, I can't hear you, Isaac.
Because according to you, right? You said they have supernatural powers. I'm like, it'd be funny or cool if somebody was like, you know what? I'm just gonna copycat this one dude and then just continue the saga.
Like, you know, you think about that, but that's exactly what Halloween Ends kind of was, and it was fucking terrible. Like, that's the truth. Like, it's sometimes,
it was
like
the same dude.
Sometimes
no, it wasn't
really,
the same dude. Yeah, it was a copycat.
Sometimes
right?
It could be the same, because the whole point of Halloween Ends was like he's now old enough, like, that he can't really do it. And then this other weird, like, edgy fucking kid is, like, with the main character's daughter. And, like, you notice some shit's weird about him. And then he finds Jason.
Man, we watched the wrong movie.
Jason's, like, staring at him in the eyes.
Wait,
and he's staring at
Michael
Jason.
Myers?
Oh, yeah, Mike Myers. Sorry, not Jason. It was he finds.
Yeah,
he,
baby.
He finds him. Yeah, he finds him. He finds Michael. And then, like, he just takes on the persona, essentially. Like, he even grabs the mask, puts it on.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Wow, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible. Like, it was really weird.
Oh, yeah, you got a bad score.
Horrible. People just...
I did not like it.
Dude, I don't know why Jamie... You know what? I feel bad for you, Jamie Lee Curtis. You were such a good actor. You were really trying to get that bag.
Yeah.
She still fucks up a little bit, like everybody actor, but she's good.
Yeah.
No, I think she's just like, hey, man, I'm 70-something years old. I need to get this money right now. Right.
She's got a new Freaky Friday coming.
Well, no, she did well. What was it?
Yeah, she's 65.
Everything Everywhere All at Once, she fucking killed that. That role was great. All
right, back to Terrifier, though. One thing I really don't like, and I don't know if that's just because I'm like a prude or whatever, but
I'm glad you're acknowledging it.
I feel like the violence against women in this one is kind of like... It adds another level of disturbance. And I think that might just be a general thing about these kind of slasher films, is that I feel like women always suffer the most.
I think...
And why is that?
You know, I don't know if I can justify it in typical slasher/horror movies, but I think in this one, genuinely, it isn't even about the sex for him. It's more about who is terrified of him. Like, that's what he's getting his rocks off on.
I'm gonna interject there, Nick. I think it was just whoever was in fucking front of him.
I think that's a big point, but I'm saying, like, because from the beginning, he narrowed in on Tara, right? Like, from the get-go, he was like, oh, you don't like me.
Staring.
And he followed her. Like, he didn't... Like, I have to imagine that where the car was, there was more people near there than there was, you know, on their walk over to the pizza joint. And then for him to follow her back, like he had to have genuine purpose in being like, I really want to, like, go after this girl. She's creeped out. She doesn't like me. And because of that, now I'm going
to
follow her.
I have to murder her. I have to.
Yeah, it's a requirement.
I think it's just the creepy guy syndrome. Like, she stared at me. I must follow.
But hey, how about we look at what some of the other people are thinking about.
Let's look at some Letterboxd reviews, because I want to see what people that actually like this fucking film, like, what kind of people they are, these fucking savages.
Well, I think it's the same...
Here, let's just get into some Letterboxd reviews.
Yeah, good idea.
God, you guys talk over each other so much. All right, here, let me do this. You know what? Let's just get into some Letterboxd reviews, see what the people have to say, and I hope that they also agree that this is shit. So let's find out.
Alexis, I thought you liked it.
No, he said he didn't like it. He said there was a charm to it. Doesn't mean he liked it.
Thank you, Isaac. Somebody's listening to
George.
Me.
I mean, he must have liked it to some extent if he recommended it and watched it 3 times, right?
Well, the first time was just because, you know, let's see what it's about. Second time, I saw it at a friend's house because he had it on. And then this is the third time.
What friend?
We didn't need to talk about
this. We're your only friends.
Yeah.
Actually, that friend is a big fan of these Terrifier films.
Which friend?
What's his address?
You can cut it out.
His name is also Nick.
Oh, shit.
You guys ready for a podcast first? I'm walking out. No,
hey, Nick, I got a couple of guns in here.
Hey, you know what?
Fuck.
We can skip.
You ready to review, like, redo that scene?
Hey, I guess you're ready for Chipper Chronicles.
Chipper Chronicles. Right, we gotta talk about that.
I'm telling you, we can do it.
All right, so on Letterboxd, average review for this film, Terrifier, is 2.4 out of 5. So, all right, so on Letterboxd, it's got a 2.4 out of 5, which is pretty low.
It's kind
of
high.
But, yeah, you know what? For a horror film, it's not too bad. So let's find out what the people have to say. All right, so these are just some random people that I found on Letterboxd. This one is by Charlie C. Films. 2 stars. Fucking awful acting, but art was pretty good. And I guess the corny twist, 40 minutes before the end. What was the twist?
That he was fucking supernatural.
That he doesn't die. I mean, I think we talked about that. We agree. The acting was pretty fucking...
Yeah.
Who was the best actors? Or the worst?
The clown and that one nurse.
The last
dude
the fucking paramedic.
Yeah, the paramedic.
I think
what?
The pizza guys, they were fine too. The guys at the pizza shop.
Pizza guys.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's pretty hard to fuck that
too.
Up.
That's crazy.
Absolutely.
All right. This one is a 1-star by Xeth Q. Literal dog shit. Corniest attempt at a horror film ever. How stale can dialogue get? I do not have high hopes on the sequels being any better.
Jesus fucking Christ. This guy hit it right on the nail.
Yeah, just
I
right
mean,
I think that that is a problem, man, because these, whoever wrote this, I think that it's just very edgy to be edgy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just nothing substantial, and it's in the second film too.
I mean, it screams that they put all their budget, you know, in the gore, and honestly, like, it is a little shocking that for whatever reason art is well acted. And like the change,
it's because he has no dialogue.
But that's—I would argue that's harder to have a good action, like, or a good acting ability without any words, be able to be creepy and like off-putting and weird. Like, it's not easy to be creepy.
Well, I would argue.
I would argue with you.
I would argue that having
you fuck
that having a costume on.
Yeah, with a bunch of makeup.
With a bunch of makeup allows you to become the character way easier than
like. So like Heath Ledger, nothing.
Yeah, but that's not to take away from his acting. I think he did fantastic.
Right, right. No, and I agree.
No, I don't think it's just the fact that he's a clown or whatever it is. What I'm saying is like even like the ability to stare like that deadpan stare that he did, the smile being as wide as it was, like the timing on like the goofiness that he does, everything was well acted.
I don't think that's acting, though. I think that's costume, right? And the guy that's editing.
No.
Did a good job.
What the fuck?
I think.
Isaac, I feel like sometimes you just say shit to disagree. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, Tara was wearing a costume, and she was edited just as much, and she was terrible.
Yeah, but we're talking about the fucking clown.
That's my point. It can't just be you. Like, that's an example
of
how.
Yes, it can be when he has when everything about him.
Isaac, you're a certified fucking hater, and I don't like it. Why?
Go ahead, Alexis.
He wasn't acting. He had a costume on, and they edited that scene.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not acting.
It's like, it's not AI. It was, he put in, like, that was the one good performance or best performance by everybody.
I don't know, man. I think that paramedic.
Wait, Isaac, let me ask you. Did you feel any suspense in this film?
Not at all.
So this makes us a
it's
pure,
a pure horror
movie. Fuck the words.
You heard
dude,
it here.
I'd love
the
to
only
see
horror
okay,
movie
you
in
guys,
the world.
Okay, as of far, you guys have brought me the shittiest fucking horror movie.
Hey, what is this, you fucking guys? First of all, it was Alexis, all right? And second of all, this movie wasn't that bad, first of all.
Thank you.
So... like, unless you can present
we're
a better
do point two first,
I, you know what,
then
you,
we're going back
here's the
to
thing.
The first point.
I can't fucking bring any movies better because they're all shit. They're all fucking shit, George.
Isaac's only seen like 10 movies.
Yeah,
that's more than enough.
That's all HBO Max.
Exactly.
No, but I'd love to see the bloopers for this because I feel like at any given moment those scenes, it looks like he's about to burst into laughter or
George,
something.
George didn't
like
have budget for bloopers.
I know, but I'd love to see if there was any, like, behind the scenes or anything. Because, like, there's certain scenes where I'm like, I swear to God, he's going to start fucking cackling or something. Like, it looks like he's about to laugh when he's doing these murders.
He's
but
professional actors don't laugh on scene.
Here, I want to do one last Letterboxd review, and I'm going to cut it short because it's pretty long. But here's what they say. So this is by Kat, and she gives it a 3 star out of 5. All right. And what she says is that even after the rewatch, it's a surprisingly difficult movie to rate. Terrifier is cheaply made, has no real plot, and is brutal without any sense or reason. The movie's actually not fun either. Grim, evil, repulsive, grindhouse style, and in many ways really bad and uninteresting if it weren't for Art the Clown. So she's saying that this movie fucking sucks, but if it wasn't because of that clown, it would have been even worse.
Yeah, like you have to argue that if you put Art...
If
in
it
a
wasn't,
different franchise.
If it wasn't for the costume design and the editing, this movie would have been awful.
Yeah. It isn't even... He's not even
he's
an actor.
He's not even an actor.
It's AI.
Yeah.
And then that's all it is.
I'm looking at it for what it is. It's a $35,000 fucking slasher film. Art killed it for what he had to work
with.
They
spent
$34,000
on art. And the rest of it was like... They went to low-budget porn stars and said, can you not take your clothes off in this film? That's all you have to do. That's the only requirement.
Wait, I just want to ask, Isaac, what is this fucking Google review that you just found for
Terrifying? It is fucking ridiculous. Like, these guys are, this family?
This person gave it a 5 star. They showed it to their
and
to
their four
kids.
This is the director, I think.
No,
he wrote this.
What are you talking about, dude?
Yeah.
Incredible acting and hilarious scenes.
All right, we got to call Child Protective Services for one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my kid loved the part where they split that woman by her vagina.
My 12-year-old didn't get scared at all. What the fuck?
Let's talk about that scene, can we?
Yes.
All right, so they hang this woman upside down. She's completely naked. This guy,
they don't show, you know, bottom.
They don't show bottom, just upside down top.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets a
saw. I like how technical you're getting, upside down top.
I'm just saying. Because it's on the bottom. And said,
Alexis is actually I'm painting top side bottom.
Painting a picture, whoever doesn't want to see this.
He's like,
and this this fucking clown gets a saw and just goes straight down.
Which is like the sharpest saw I've ever seen.
Right. It looked rusty and dull, but somehow.
Honestly, I want to hire this guy in the job, like the way he was cutting fucking people, okay?
Right.
Yeah.
And the girl is still screaming as the saw is like halfway
Dude,
through her body.
Dude, the saw was already at her chest and she was still screaming.
She's still screaming.
I was like, damn.
He sawed her head in half.
Yeah.
With a rusted saw.
I was
saw.
A little disappointed that he didn't go all the way through.
Right.
I'm not going to lie.
He did go all the way
through. No. He stopped right here. Because that's when she broke off of her. He's like, and he was like, ugh. Yeah. He was annoyed. You know, he's like, how?
That was funny.
I was doing something. You know, like.
You don't let me finish.
God.
He's a sassy killer, bro. It's fucking.
That's the point why this movie is good because of him and terrible in every other way.
Right.
You know, like he. If it wasn't for the costume department.
Can you
and
guys
the
look
editing?
At this review that's on the screen right now?
No, Gator. We're having a
conversation.
Jesus Christ.
Isaac has no opinion. Isaac, he says, come read this.
Isaac wants to be the producer of this podcast right now.
Look at this guy's fucking profile pic. What do you guys
see? That's fucking Homelander.
Here's what I think. I shit myself.
Dude, this guy's
no, but it's hilarious how sassy he is. Like when he runs out of bullets, he's like literally rolling his eyes and he's like, "Ah,
yeah.
Fuck, dude!" And then he
George,
goes and reloads.
That, right?
That's all editing, George.
Yeah,
it's all editing.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the costume, dude, no, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Terrible.
Honestly, that's what like all these reviews says. If it wasn't for the fucking costume, this movie would be ass.
No, we said if it wasn't for Art the Clown.
No, if it wasn't for the editing. Okay.
Yes.
Don't forget the editing.
Right. Yeah, don't forget.
So but now we got to the end of this fucking review.
No. We're not done here. Okay, right? Don't fucking. Maybe you're done, but we're not. Okay.
Oh, I don't know, man.
He's been looking shit up this whole time.
The reason that this guy loved it so much, Homelander over here, is because of that scene where he's getting cradled and then with a mom, he's basically
mommy.
He's sucking his thumb over there.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, a lot of weird stuff in this movie, and it gets worse in the second one. Not worse as in like the gore just gets more disturbing.
Yeah, you know, I was a little nervous for this one. I'm not a huge, like, obviously, like I said, I don't like Saw like that. Final Destination's fine. It's just also, like, a little disturbing.
Yeah, you were really cringing when he sawed that girl in half.
You know, it's just the start of it. Like it's weird because I talk to people. I'm like, movies like Machete, which is also extremely gory for no reason, those don't get me as much. And, like, this one, I think once I kept seeing more and more and, like, the goofiness, it didn't get me as much either.
Right.
I think the ones that get me are, like I said, Smile, Saw. It's the self-mutilation.
Right. Because they kind of take themselves seriously, too.
Yeah, exactly. And like, that's what fucks me up. It's, like especially Midsommar, like, that scene at the beginning and shit like that, watching the suicide.
Midsommar, yeah.
Like, you know, everybody says different ways, and I'm tired.
I remember last time you were like, I don't want to say Midsommar.
You know what? I took it. I listened to that,
and
I took
it back.
I took it back. I sold out. I felt bad.
You're a sellout.
I'm sorry. But yeah, no, like watching the people jump off the cliff and have to commit suicide, that was also
that's
a cringe moment. I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
Nick's going to sleep with the lights on tonight.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I'm
not going to sleep.
He always does anyways.
Yeah. I'm a pussy.
He's gonna have nightmares about them splitting him down the bussy.
Yeah. There's a lot of ass.
That's a lot. He's gonna need an actual saw.
They need three fucking blades for that.
Yeah.
You know, he's gonna need a chipper.
Yeah.
So I guess now that you guys have been introduced to Art the Clown, how do you like him compared to these other characters that we mentioned, like Chucky and Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers?
You know what? I kind of like him because you know what he, as crazy as he was, he portrayed his crazy through. Like George said, he was sassy. Right,
he was very
so
sassy.
I feel like if you're that level of craziness doing this type of shit, you're gonna be sassy with it.
Right, it's like Joker-esque. No,
Joker was just done.
But no, I'm not talking about this Joker. I'm talking about other Joker portrayals.
True Joker.
Okay, yeah.
Mark Hamill,
real Joker.
Okay, yeah. Then yeah, I could see that. But you know, I think villain-wise, he's like the more, I think, believable one because like nobody really tried killing him until he killed himself.
Right.
This motherfucker got stabbed. Everywhere,
but you only got stabbed on your.
He
toe.
Got bonked in the head. He got stabbed. He got
They didn't try hard.
He got shot in the head through self mutilation and came back.
That was towards the end. But I'm talking about if you watch this 80%.
No, but they did try to kill him and
they did a poor job of.
They
trying.
Didn't really like and
no,
I
that
feel
too.
Like
yeah.
the level of job they did, it's still kind of believable that he would come back, right? Like he only bonked him once in the head. I feel like he
Like, yeah, stabbed him in like the shoulder, abdomen a little bit.
Or like they stabbed him on the foot. They never really went for any vitals. Like nobody tried chopping up his fucking head or like actually beating him to death.
Yeah, I feel like after they would injure him, they'd just run away and then like not even do a good job at doing that.
Yeah.
Which was kind of the unbelievable part. But him as a villain was pretty spot on, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
That scene where he comes out with the little horny, like, honk, honk. I'm just like,
dude. He's a clown.
He's a clown.
They got me.
Now, good. Between him and Pennywise, though, I think I like Pennywise more. The Tim Curry Pennywise.
Hmm. I think as far as, like, exposition, that's why. Because you get a little bit more from the story. So,
yeah.
Pennywise, like, haunting those kids makes sense, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Versus, like...
It's more of a looming threat versus this just immediate threat.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, if they do good with Terrifier 3 and they give him a little bit more good exposition, but also, like, keep that vibe, keep that craziness, that
right.
overall silliness, I think he could easily one day surpass it, the clown.
I think so, too. And they're going to make a fourth one, so let's see, you know, more sequels.
Yeah, we'll see if they sell out or not.
Yeah, and one thing I appreciate about this horror film, too, is it's short. It's
yes.
like an hour and 25 minutes.
Yeah.
You don't have to put in too much time. You know, if you don't like it, you'll find out quick.
Definitely the second half of the movie felt really fucking long.
Yeah, it did.
The beginning actually was kind of good because there was a little bit of a build-up. And
but there wasn't any suspense. You know,
no
that
suspense.
Pizza scene where he's staring
at
him.
No, because he just straight up killed him. So.
Well, yeah, when he was just staring at him and we were wondering if he was going to kill him or not.
No, you'd have time to wonder.
We all knew what he was going to do. We already knew what he was going to do. Right. He was going to eat that ass. That's exactly what he did.
Well, he ate the face, not the ass.
Speaking of eating that ass, I give this movie out of 10, I give it like a 3 out of 10.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
That's
hard. And I only give it those 3 because of Art the Clown. Otherwise, I think this is garbage.
I'll give it a 2 out of 10. I'm not too far off on his review. On
okay.
Yeah. I think for me, it's higher. I think it's a 5. And I mean, I'll give it a 5 because it's
You're
like...
You're so nice.
Well, I think it's because I could watch it. Like, right. you know, like for me, anything lower than a 5 or a 4 is just like I couldn't picture myself watching it again. I couldn't picture myself putting it on. Like, this is kind of one of those, like, put it in the background. Every now and then you'll see Art the Clown and you'll be like, fucking God, this guy.
Yeah.
And you'll move on. Like, you're not going to have to pay attention or care about it, but you could still watch it. It's tolerable. Mm-hmm.
It is tolerable.
Yeah, it's not Master of Disguise, you know.
Yeah.
No, can't watch
no,
it.
That's wow. a perfect
that's
10.
That's a movie.
That's awesome.
That's a movie.
He got fucking cheated on the,
yeah,
on
it did.
The
yeah.
Academy.
It was. Go ahead, George.
I'll give it a 5. I
wow,
think it was solid.
These guys gave it.
No, the only reason, the horn, bro.
Say it again.
The horn got me.
Repeat
the,
after me.
The gun. No, like, those funny scenes alone made it worth it for me. And then Art, I don't think that the acting was that bad, that
so,
it deserves lower than a 5.
So five.
I also do think that the budget alone sold me. I'm like, for $35,000 and you made this is fantastic.
Yeah,
like, there's no fucking way.
Yeah, no, that's a I don't want to shit too hard on those actors because at the end of the day, like, every time that people talk about, like, you know, oh, well, Leo had his first movie and it probably wasn't as bad as this. Well, yeah, Leo's first movie wasn't this fucking cheap. You know, every one of those actors who got their starts on decent budget size movies with, like, real, like, or at least, like starting, like, really, like, studied directors. Even if they, like, this was clearly, like, a passion project. It was just something that people put together with, like, a lot of heart and soul, but it wasn't necessarily anybody who was just very skillfully trained. Like, we talked about how some of the framing wasn't perfect and probably could have been done better, especially if they, like, pulled out a little bit on some
right.
of those shots.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
not so zoomed in.
Yeah, there's some boring shots in there
yeah.
for sure.
And so, like, to George's point, you're right. Like, they absolutely deserve some credit for what they did.
Yeah. No, I think you guys' ratings were a little harsh. I mean, I understood. I already knew Gator was going to give it some fucking shit, but a 3 from you is surprising. Especially considering, like, you know, you enjoyed it enough to
yeah,
recommend
I mean,
it.
I just feel like I'm in a weird spot with it because, like, I do enjoy certain aspects of it, but, like, as a film, like, I wouldn't consider this something that I want to watch or that I'd, like, recommend to anybody.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that it exists. But I'm not gonna try to watch
would
it.
Would you ever recommend The Room to anybody?
I've never seen The Room. So yeah, no, I don't have
Fair
an answer
enough.
For you.
But do you feel like eventually it'll really land in that cult classic like that? Where it's like, oh dude, I know it's terribly acted, but you gotta watch it.
Like Terrifier?
Yeah.
I feel like it's already there. I mean, it's definitely a cult classic.
I mean, I'm saying, but like to the level of like, I feel like anybody who watches The Room is like, tell me why Zoe's so right. fucking crazy. You have to see it.
Well,
you
just from what I've seen, is I feel like one? I feel like The Room. Yeah, it's this one. Yeah, I feel like this is like already a worse film than what this is.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yeah, the there's room nobody in that movie that's good. Yeah. I feel like that's also
and they had a $6 million
Jesus
budget.
Christ.
Yeah,
how the fuck did this guy secure $6 million for this? Who, Jesus,
who was the director?
It's probably money laundering.
Tommy Wiseau, I think, directed it too, didn't he?
Yeah,
I thought he
Wiseau.
How the fuck did he like? You guys I've never seen any of his movies.
No, this is his movie. this is it.
The only movie.
This is the you know the like I did not kill her. I did not. Oh hi Mark. That's this one.
Oh okay. So you know what? I would watch Samurai Cop 2 though.
What?
There's a second one? When the fuck was there a Samurai Cop 1?
I don't know.
Just the cast is like those people are just look weird.
Those are
man.
Fucking weird.
This Violin.
She was in The Crow. All right, guys. I think this film was worth the watch, and I'm glad that we gave it a try. You know, I knew it wasn't going to be everybody's cup of tea, but I at least figured that we'd get something out of it, and I think we did. Were we terrified? No. Was this terrible? Yes.
Did we have some good laughs along the way?
100%.
Of course.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all honk, about.
Honk. That's what it's all about. Well, all right. So as the four guys, one film crew, we give The Terrifier or Terrifier 3.75 out of 10. I'll round that up, so we'll give it a 4 out of 10. But all right, guys, if you've come this far into the episode, make sure to follow us on Instagram, TikTok. We got an email. You can email us all your thoughts. You can tell us if we fucking suck, if you like us, if we're terrible, whatever. Any sort of engagement. There you go. Any sort of engagement is good for us, and we're just happy to know that people are listening.
We also love recommendations. I don't know. We've been trying a few different things. Like last episode, we didn't do a specific film. We did a genre. We just talked about it, had our thoughts. If you guys like that, let us know. We'll do more episodes like that.
Absolutely. All right. This is it. Four guys.
One film.